raspiest voice, that he would not let himself. A little later, he made his way down to the cabin, moving like a veteran conductor in a rocking, rolling railroad car, and got himself a beer. West was at the helm, the tiller in both hands, riding the waves. He was standing under a swaying lantern in the cabin, studying the chart. He was nimbly climbing out onto the foredeck to wrestle in a jib and replace it with a smaller one. And when the captain decided to make for shelter, very late that night, at a little harbor with a passage into it that was twisty, narrow, and full of tide, it was West, standing up in the bow, who spotted each unlighted channel marker and guided them safely in. By dawn, the wind had moderated slightly, and everyone felt better. They went out and raised their spinnaker. West gazed up at the large, billowing sail and said, "The spinnaker looks like a win." He said, "Hey, we're hauling ass." There was something faintly ridiculous about his exclamations, but also something childlike that made his companion smile. He was grinning most of the day, a cockeyed little smile that collected in one corner of his mouth. When the captain remarked worriedly that his boat had never gone so fast before, West laughed. He made the sound mostly in his throat. It was low and even noise. Odd in itself and oddly provoked, the kind of laughter that ghost stories inspire. It seemed to say, "Here's something that's not ordinary." A snapshot taken of the cockpit in the afternoon shows West sitting in the